and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Who do you think you are?
What song is that?
Telling the truth now, we're all born naked and the rest is drag. It's RuPaul.
Oh.
Happy fall.
Yes, happy fall.
Yay. It's
we're getting to the nice days
my
of fall.
My favorite season.
Yeah, I wish it was fall all the time.
Oh, it's my favorite. I love it.
But not, yeah, just give me like September, October, like more like October, November.
Yeah. That's what
September
I want.
Is like, you know, I feel like
September can still be warm.
September can still be warm, but I feel like if you live in like, unless you live in like the Northeast, and then it kind of starts changing. But like we've, you know, for the past like 10 years, you know, we haven't lived
LA.
You know, we lived in LA and fucking
which the Colorado. hottest time of the year in Los Angeles is always September and October.
Oh yeah,
no, which is a goddamn nightmare.
It is brutal out there, and I feel really bad for people that feel bad for people that have to deal with it. Because also too, I mean, that's what the fuck it gets so fucking dry, and then you
got
fucking fires.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just the fires have been so bad the past like couple years.
Yeah,
like you just
climate change.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I believe in it, but Jesus Christ, everybody's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's just gonna get worse.
No kidding.
Just gonna get worse.
Well, that's just how it is in 2020.
Yep.
2020, you do you.
2020 sucks. But yeah. Fall is here. Uh-huh. We're excited about it. We're taping. It's a very weird. I mean. Everybody knows it's been a weird year. We would literally I think the day this drops, be getting on a plane to go to Buffalo to then get on a plane and go to Italy.
Yeah, I know. We went on to the planned wedding of one Joe Todaro.
Uh-huh.
And
would have done that. Would have hung out in Buffalo for a couple days. Just hung out with your mom.
Yeah.
And then we were supposed to get on a plane. We were going to go to Italy for almost 3 weeks to celebrate our 40th birthdays, which happened in quarantine. So, yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, no, I'm disappointed. Mm-hmm. It's just mentally and physically, it's been a rough year.
It really has.
I've had a rough couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Beating, it just feels like physically, like just getting beat down.
Yeah,
you know, it just, there's something about it, and it just, and also like the news cycle. I mean, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh,
but
God, it's just, it's never ending.
It's brutal.
It's
been brutal ever since fucking the shit boy went to office. And I feel, I mean, probably
even before that.
Even before that.
But even before like, that.
I mean, but it's been.
And how, I remember thinking that. When the election, the day of the election in 2016, being like, oh, I'm so glad this is the last day. It's finally going to be over. Because I didn't think Trump was going to get elected because I'm stupid. Because I had faith in America and I shouldn't have. And I was like, oh, finally, I'm just going to be able to like going back to hearing about politics like once a week when something stupid happens. Boy, was I wrong.
No.
And I was tired then.
We don't get a break here.
So yeah, everybody knows it's just, it is exhausting. I mean, on the bright side, even though we're not going to Italy, you know, we did get a kitten this year.
She's being nice and quiet right now.
She's being, well, we had to take her to the vet today because she cut her foot.
She's right here.
Oh, she's over there.
Yeah.
She cut her foot because she's crazy.
She's nuts.
I don't even know how she cut her foot, but she did.
Well, she was, I don't know how she,
I still don't understand how she did it.
So she pulled out like, you call it a register?
It's a register. Yeah. It's the register, the heat register on the floor that, you know, where the heat comes out of. It's like a vent basically.
Yeah. So
you can pull it up.
What?
The vent, you can pull it out.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So like,
which I do to vacuum.
Right. And so she somehow, I think she might've got caught.
I think her claw got caught in it.
Might have got caught somehow, like just putzing over there, and then she tried to run away and it hurt her foot, and then she pulled it out. I was seriously for like a second because I didn't know where she went. because she just kind of ran off.
Uh-huh.
I thought she was in there.
That was what I thought. I was like, oh my God, she's going to get stuck because she can't turn around.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, we're going to have to call somebody to literally cut her out of the wall and the heating in the fucking house. Thank God she did not go into the vent because that would have just been shitty. Hopefully. But she cut her foot and then she's bleeding everywhere. So I had to take her to the emergency vet. So
poor animal.
Poor baby. She's doing okay, though.
Well, that's that. It was a crazy day.
Yeah. What a day.
That being said, there's actually cool stuff to talk about.
There is comic book related stuff.
Oh, but I want to bring this up before we get too far, because, you know, since we're not going to Italy, we decided to treat ourselves.
Well,
and we got ourselves a Switch.
Our anniversary is also coming up next month. So This is our we didn't get to go to Italy / we're not going anywhere for our anniversary present to ourselves. We bought a Switch. It was the only one in the entire fucking state.
Yeah, that was pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I don't even know how I found it, but we did. Because I was just thinking, I was like, I want to play the Mario 35th anniversary.
Which thing I bought.
Just came out, and Sean bought it, and he's got a handheld. And I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll get myself a handheld, and, you know, so I can play too. Because I'm always playing this stupid fiend game on my phone, and I'm like, well, maybe I should just, you know, get away from the phone and get something else to play on. And then Sean was like, well, we should get, like, you know, the Switch, the one you can dock.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, well, that's not going to fucking happen because there haven't been any since February.
Because ever since COVID, everybody, literally people are just like, it just, some of the, I listened to this podcast called Completely Unnecessary Podcast, which has Pat the NES Punk, who's like a YouTube guy, and his buddy Ian, and they talk, and Ian works in like...
He works like a GameStop or something, right?
No, he actually works like an independent game store.
Oh, okay.
That has like a few locations out in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Like one's like Mission Viejo or something, which I really want, and I want to go to because it sounds like, you know, maybe there's stuff there.
Sure.
But Ian, who's a Buffalo boy, by the way,
or
from Western New York, he's from like Grand Island-ish, but
we went out there once.
Yeah.
There was an arcade pizza place out there. Was it an arcade or a comic book store?
It had a whole bunch of shit, and there was
pizza,
and there was also action figures.
Yeah.
It was really weird. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember that place.
So, yeah, but so he works in like a game store, and he talks about like people just literally coming in and being like, you know, you're stuck at home. You can't really go anywhere.
Right.
You can't really do anything. So they want to play video games. And they're like, what consoles do you have?
Yeah.
You know, even talking like retro consoles. It was like, whatever. You got like a PS2, PS3, whatever.
We'll take it.
You got Genesis. You know, it's like, we'll take it. You know, and the Switch, you know, is one of the things that got snapped up like real quick because it's... Well, Nintendo is just very, like, family-friendly.
Right, it's good for all ages.
So it's good for all ages.
Plus Animal Crossing.
Well, Animal Crossing came out at that time, and that fucking blew up.
Right.
And, you know, it's also, like, it's something where, you know, you could play, and you can move it around and stuff, and it's, you know, I've had my Switch Lite.
Doesn't it have, like, workout stuff on it, too?
Yeah, actually, that reminds me, there's a jump rope game that's apparently only going to be available till the end of the month that's for free that Nintendo put up there.
Oh.
And so I'll have to maybe download it because you can use like the Joy-Cons as like a, like the kind of like the Wii controllers.
Yeah.
You know, it's all because Nintendo loves their motion shit.
They do. Yeah.
I don't really care much for it, but you know, have some fun with it. So that being said, we watched, there's been a few trailers that has come out. Actually, a lot of news stuff too. Well, just today it was mentioned that Supergirl's going to be ending.
Yeah. I guess Supergirl's getting canceled.
Is that on Netflix? Or what's the deal? Is it? Because I know it's not on, or is it on CW?
It's on the CW, but I'm assuming it must be either on DC Universe or HBO Max because it's one of those.
I don't know. I feel like that was kind of its own thing because it was on CBS.
Yeah, but it's still a DC property.
Well, you can watch it there.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't think it's on Netflix anymore. I think once DC Universe... Netflix,
I'm right, but I'm talking about like where it actually airs.
Oh, I think it's still CBS.
CW. It has to be CW because CBS like...
Didn't it move? Was it on CBS first?
It was on CBS for the first year, first season, and then they moved it.
Yeah, so it must still be on CW, but this is like the last season.
Yeah. So they're ending that, which, I mean... It's a pretty good run.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, God, I feel like it's like been like seven. I mean, it's probably like seven seasons, six or
something
seven
like
seasons.
That. Yeah.
It's been a long time that show's been on, which a lot of times you know, you there's a lot of shows like that that you wouldn't realize have been on that long.
Right.
And they just are.
Yeah.
So Supergirl is one of those. And I mean, Legends of Tomorrow, I think, is still on. It's
been so long since I watched any of those shows.
Yeah. I mean, as we've talked a lot of times, it's a lot of work to get into this stuff, you know, keep it up.
Yeah.
But
especially when you don't have cable.
Yeah.
When you're a cord cutter, you're just like, okay.
Well, I mean, a lot of times these streaming channels, like sometimes they get to shit and then sometimes they don't. And then,
then you forget about it by the time it comes on again and you're like, oh, that's right. And then you got to go back. And
so that show's going away. Yep. But in the past couple days,
there's been some trailers.
We've seen some trailers, particularly for the Marvel TV shows.
Uh-huh.
In the case of WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
So that came out.
Yeah.
And I am pretty hyped for it.
I'm pretty stoked. It looks really cool. It looks like low-key horror.
Wait, what are you talking about?
So
are you talking about WandaVision?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because it looks like it's going to be one of those things where almost like a psychological horror, because it's going to be like they're in this situation, but they don't know how they got there. And they can't, because there's that part in the trailer where that guy's just like, where'd you come from? When'd you get married? Why don't you have any kids?
Yeah.
And then everything rewinds. So it's like, if you can't answer those questions, you have to go back and do it again.
Oh.
So it's whatever kind of world this is. And they keep going into
different phases?
In whatever time period. Yeah. And it's kind of just like, well, this is our life now, but we can't explain why or how we got here or what's going on.
Okay.
So that's what I mean by kind of like a low key horror type of thing.
Right.
I mean, we'll probably know, but the characters have no idea. I mean, from what I've seen and what I've read, it looks like it's going to be based on that House of M comic.
Okay. Which I'm not that familiar with at all.
Me either. But I do know the basics of it, which is I don't know if this is a guess because I know nothing of the show. So this can't really even be a spoiler. But basically all of this is going on in Wanda's head is my guess.
Right.
And so when she's realizing that she can't answer these questions is when shit starts getting fucked up.
Well, the thing is that
because there's the twins are in it. And
right. Yeah. Which, of course, those were figments of her imagination.
Right. Vision is dead.
Vision is dead because
but he doesn't realize he's dead. That's fucking terrible and horrifying.
Well, he was basically like. Yeah, he was basically like,
he didn't come back.
Well, no, because in Infinity War, he had the gem,
yep.
And Thanos was like, yoink.
Yoink, yep.
And that basically killed him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how this works.
I don't know.
It's going to be interesting, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a lot of like nods to like, the past.
His old costume.
Well, so Wanda's wearing hers.
Yeah.
And, and hers is just like, whatever, but. I love the one that they show Vision in
because
it just looks like
it's a Halloween costume.
Right. But it looks like a little kid's costume. Like he's just got his red face sticking through like the hood, whatever it's just or whatever. And just it's so weird. It looks so weird. And
I think
it's
going to
be a lot of fun. And I hope so. And I hope we get some Wonder Man in there. Probably not, though, because as far as MCU is concerned, he's not related to the creation of Vision as opposed to the comics.
Right.
But I'm certain we'll get some other wackiness in there, and it'll probably be a good time. And of course, what's great is that you get the actual actors from the movie, Paul Bettany and Elizabeth Olsen, reprising these roles. It's not like we had to restart, some new actors and see how they sign up. I mean, it's all right there.
Uh-huh.
So, and that comes out sometime in the fall.
Yeah.
I don't remember if there's a date.
It's just this coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. To Disney Plus.
What I hope is that it's a half hour.
That'd be nice.
Kind of like.
Mando?
Mando was like a half hour.
Was Mando a half hour or was it an hour? Nah, I don't remember.
See, I don't remember.
I feel like it was slightly over. I don't think I think sometimes it was an hour. Sometimes it was like 40.
But it wasn't always an hour.
Right. It wasn't. It wasn't just however long they like it needed long to
episodes.
Be. No.
Yeah. And the Mandalorian's awesome. And
I'm very excited for it to come back.
Which we talked about last week. And that's coming back.
I'm excited for that.
And I hope that they kind of do the same approach with WandaVision, because then it's a lot easier to digest those. I feel like it's going to be a lot easier to digest those shows than watching those Netflix shows.
Yeah,
I agree. The Netflix shows.
Netflix shows have had some really, really great ones.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that they haven't, but I think what Disney has seen, at least with The Mandalorian and hopefully with WandaVision, has seemed to be able to do is avoid that like slump in the middle where we're stretching to fill a standard episode order that we used to need, you know, when we were talking about.
Do you know how many episodes it's going to be?
I don't know how many. Because, but I mean, like, you know.
No, I know. Yeah, I get that. Because that's what the Netflix order.
Exactly. It's Netflix like, oh, it has to be 13. You're like, but it doesn't have to be. Not anymore. It doesn't have to be 13.
Right.
I know we were doing, you know, we're talking 13 because that's what traditional channels would order. But we don't need that anymore. Yeah. So, and I think Mando was, what, 8?
Mando wasn't, yeah, it wasn't that long.
It wasn't that. I think it was just right.
But it was just a good.
It was able amount. To tell what it. The story I wanted to tell, and I hope WandaVision does the same.
Yeah, I hope we get that. And then the other trailer that dropped recently, I think it was a couple days ago, was for Hellstrom on Hulu.
Yeah.
And Hellstrom, of course, is the kayfabe name. Last name of Damien Hellstrom, a.k.a. Hellstorm.
Right.
And this show revolves around him and his sister, Satana, or Satana, whatever. Judging from the trailer.
Which I believe both of them have been on this show before.
What are you talking about?
When we've read a Hellstrom for sure.
Oh, yeah. We did Satana too. Yeah.
But I think we did Satana as well.
It was a Marvel premiere.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we've done all that. And it's going to be something to do, like, because I was reading up on it. So their father was a serial killer, but really, I mean, Satan.
Sure.
Or we're supposed to, that's how it is in the comics, is that, you know, Damien Hellstorm.
Satan, Hellstrom is the son. Mark?
What?
Satan, question mark?
So we just put it on a board. Satan, question mark? And then there's a mother. The mother who's like, according to the trailers, like in a thing.
A mental institution,
and she's possessed by something, and you know,
I'm assuming that's Satan dick.
Yeah, and we're gonna get some sort. You know, she's got some demon in her, and then we're gonna have some sort of weirdness. You know, some sort of story to follow along with this. And I mean, there's a few things that I don't expect much out of it. It just looks like it doesn't feel like a Marvel property. It just in name.
Yeah,
you know, in terms of the characters, like I actually had to confirm because I feel like. I don't remember there actually being like any Marvel. Was there like a Marvel, like a show?
I don't remember.
Yeah, because I was like, are we sure this is a Marvel thing? Or is it because it says Hulu Originals? And I'm like, okay, so it's an original show, but is it a Marvel show?
Well, it has to be. It's Marvel characters.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't know. I wasn't 100% sure. I didn't know. So, I mean, I knew that the covers. I mean, I just didn't know if there was some sort of weird thing they were doing.
It probably was one of those things that maybe like Disney was like, nah.
Well, that's the thing. They changed the name of the character, you know, because they were just going to call. I think it was just going to be Hellstorm, but they were like, "Well, we're going to call it Hellstrom." So, because Hellstorm just sounds, you know, like Jesus, you know, like watch the fuck out. Which I'm like, who cares,
right?
But yeah, so that's coming out, and I am looking forward to that.
Sure. Sean's just really hoping for action
figures. I need a Hellstorm action figure. There is because it's really. I can't tell you right now. Okay, so I'm trying to complete. My action figure collection, I would really love to be able to do so with actual action figures, not like statues and whatever. And I had to make a compromise with Moondragon for my Infinity Watch collection because there's no fucking Moondragon action figures. There's just like those Hero Clicks.
Yeah.
So that's it. Yeah. Like she doesn't have anything. And the same thing kind of goes for Hellstar. I'm like, he just has like, you know, like Eagle Moth statues or something like that. And I don't really want to do statues. I just want to do action figures.
Right.
So, and he doesn't have anything. And I'm hoping that just because this show exists, maybe we'll just get some sort of representation. You know, I don't even care if it's the guy from the show or you're just going to be like, hey, here's Marvel's Hellstorm. And it's just, you know, him and his classic costume or you want to do a fucking 90s thing. I don't care. Just do something. Give me something. I really needs it. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
I see.
I want it now. So that should be interesting. And I'll give the show a shot because I guess it's supposed to be a part of like a thing that they want to do with the Marvel fear, like the fear based comics.
OK,
so like Ghost Rider is supposed to be a part of that because they introduced Ghost Rider in the S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
Oh, OK.
And they were going to do a show with that and they just didn't do it. So now, but they're still going forward with this Hellstorm And I think that might be, I don't know if there's going to be anything else to come out of it. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel it's going to be like a Hellblazer kind of thing, you know, yeah, where they're just going to have it run. And then if they want to bring the character into something, they will, you know, kind of like they did. Cause I think they did that with the, you know, the WB shows, like it was on NBC, Hellblazer was on NBC. And then they're like, yeah, you know, we want you to come over here, Hellblazer, you know? And then yeah, here it was.
That was kind of, that's what made, like, watching that trailer actually was like, I just want to watch Constantine.
I think you can watch it on the DC app.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wonder how much, like, what episodes are up there.
Probably all of them.
Like everything, even the stuff they didn't air. Because I'm sure they made shows they didn't air.
It's a good question.
Because they kind of like cut it in the middle, and we only got like.
You only got. I feel like we only get the full season.
I don't think we did. So I'm like, is the rest of it?
I'll have to check. Because I'm probably gonna renew that app because I'll say the DC app. It's like I got it for the year, and it was like $80.
Yeah.
But like, you've just the comics alone, mm-hmm, and just having access to that and just having access to all the TV shows and stuff, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Speaking of DC, last thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
News dropped today about a new series on HBO Max.
Okay.
With Peacemaker.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you did send me this article.
And John Cena will be Peacemaker, which he is going to be so in the Suicide Squad movie, which will come out in 2030. And but apparently he's going to be have his own show. And the way that they show it, at least on the Observer, the Wrestling Observer, which is where I read the news. And the graphic is just a picture of like Peacemaker kind of drawn like with John Cena's face.
Yeah.
And it just says, fuck, it's Peacemaker. And that's what I was telling Jenna. I was like, I really hope the show is called Fuck, it's Peacemaker. And the, you know, the fuck's, you know, mangled up. But I mean, it's on HBO Max. You know, John Cena out there going to say fuck.
Yeah.
You know, and he's going to be, you know, making peace and shit. And I am here for it. Because John Cena, you know, look, he's been in some early on. You know, he was in some stuff that wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But he's managed to kind of redeem himself. Transformers Bumblebee or whatever, Origins or whatever the fuck it's called, but the Bumblebee movie, he's good in that. You know, he's good in the comedies, you know, that he's in. You know, and I think this is a perfect, you know, thing. I mean, John Cena is like a living superhero.
Yeah.
So for him to actually be a superhero, you know, and be one with a weird helmet is going to be fun. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, yeah. So there's going to be some stuff to watch coming up in the next couple of months or, you know, at least in 2021. So that'll be a lot of fun. And there's always more stuff for us to dig into. Like, I still want to check out the Justice League, you know, finish those DC movies that we have, like the animated stuff. You know, there's plenty to catch up on. So,
yeah,
I think we'll take a break then, because that's a lot of stuff going on. Take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
The swamp, more than merely a place. It is a churning, seething, bubbling bed of life of which you are a part. Once you were a man, a chemist named Ted Salas, until one little experiment went somewhat awry and you changed. The serum that was to have made you a super soldier, combined with the strange forces in the swamp, to make you over into this, a shambling, mindless mockery of your former humanity. The macabre Man-Thing. Man-Thing was created in the early 1970s to capitalize on the growing monster craze, but under writer Steve Gerber, it became something quite different. Experimental, surreal, and very, very weird. It was something I loved as a kid. But does it still hold up today, 4 decades after its initial publication? So join me, Paul Matthew Carr, as I attempt to make sense of this cult classic and analyze each issue, putting it in the context of the time it was written and comparing it to the standards of today. And maybe you, too, can come to love the world's second most famous swamp-based comic book character as much as I do. The Nexus of All Realities, a Man-Thing podcast, a twice-monthly dive into the bizarre.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. We are going to do a book from our own collection.
Oh, man.
Because I had the chance over the weekend to go through our comics.
How'd that go?
went pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of stuff. I feel like I could probably condense more into another box. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
But it did actually remind me of a lot of stuff that we have that would be, you know, that's also good for the show, but also just stuff I just need to read. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I have so many Defenders comics, and in my head, I was like, I'm going to read all the Defenders comics. Like all 150 of them.
Ooh,
from the first run.
That's right. You bought all those freaking Defenders comics.
And I just keep, yeah, and I kept on finding them, you know, and then I just, you know, I've tapered off, but
yeah.
It's pretty wild. It's funny because we go to Second of Charles all the time. Mm-hmm. And like buying loose comics is never, you know, the dollar books or whatever. Yeah. It's not really. I mean, we have so many.
That's why so I've kind of tapered off on it. I don't need to spend any more money because we barely have the room for what we've got.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, too, that I'm just like, I always look at it. I'm just like, man, you know, do we really need this? But there's also a lot of stuff that I just like having because it's like got characters in it that I like.
Right.
So that's just how it goes. This one, though, is something we got a while back. I can't remember when we got this, but I think you picked this up.
Probably.
I think you picked this, because I don't know if I would pick this.
But. No, I probably did. Probably because it's written by Gail Simone.
It is written by Gail Simone. It is Infinite Crisis Special Villains United, number one, mm-hmm. from June 2006. This is a one-shot.
Yeah.
It's also very confusing because there's the limited series Villains United that ties in with like Secret Six and stuff.
Right.
Which, you know, kind of is alluded to this book, but then there's all, you know, there's also this, mm-hmm. which is also, you know, connected to it, but it's on its own. I thought this was like the first issue, but then I was like, oh no, this is the one shot. That being said, on the cover, we have Lex Luthor holding a globe. Mm-hmm. And bursting out of the globe is
villains.
Well, villains, but also like
Superman.
No, that's Bizarro. I'm just looking at this now. It's Bizarro with his backward S. I don't know who this girl is because I wanted to say this was Wonder Woman, but it's not.
No,
because she's glowing.
Sure.
I don't know who that is. But then, yeah, a bunch of other random villains are popping out. You got Cheetah. You got Harley. I think Weather Wizard.
Oh, there's some obscure dudes in this book.
Yeah, because as you see, this is actually it's actually kind of to the point where it's too obscure for me.
For you?
Yeah, because it's like I'm just like, I don't care about these guys. But it's also a lot of stuff that's like from people from like the mid 2000s. Uh-huh. Like folks that I'm not familiar with.
Sure.
Because I wasn't really reading comics that much back then. Mm-hmm. And I don't really gravitate to that era.
I'm very surprised because I thought this would be right up your alley with all the randos.
There's a lot of randos. It is fun.
Yeah,
it is sort of fun, but I don't know. I just didn't vibe with it. It's also because there's a lot of shit going on.
Well,
in here.
That is my problem.
One shot.
That is my problem with this book. There's too much shit going on, and it's a little jumpy, which I don't appreciate. So.
So we start off at a man's house. This man is apparently a warden of a prison.
Yes.
And he is panicking and he's like, hey.
He's like, come on, family, we gotta get the fuck out of here. And the lady's like, what? And he's like, shut up, get out now. And so she's like, you're scaring me, whatever. And they like, get in the car. It's raining. So the wife is like, if you don't tell me, now this is the dumbest threat I've ever heard. If you don't fucking tell me what's going on, I am going to jump out of this car holding our child. And I'm like, no, you're not. That's the fucking dumbest thing. You're not going to do it. Yeah. And he's like, well, I've been forced to do a thing.
Yeah. Prisoners told me I got to do something.
I got to do a thing.
He's got, and they're connected. They know they've been in our house or something. So they got, you know, they got a beat on our family here and we need to like,
and if I don't help them, they're going to hurt you.
Yeah.
And the kid.
So as they're driving, there's a blowout and for some reason it's one of the, I forgot which guy this is, but he's a guy card. One of the flush gang.
Yeah. Cause it's like his tire blows and he gets out to fix it and it's raining and all of a sudden this tow truck
Jack of clubs maybe
pulls up behind him and he's like, no, go away. He's like, no, I'm here to help you. Let me just get under this car here. And he's like, oh, look what I found. What caused your blowout is this steel playing card.
Yeah. Jack of clubs. Yeah. Cause then like you go to the title page and, you know, mm-hmm. dude's wearing the jack. The dude's like, well, the whole page is kind of like on a, looks like a car, like the border looks like a playing card.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy this guy just be like, no,
no,
there's a card.
Does he kind of have like a milky eye? Jack of clubs?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to see.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just seeing milky eyes because we watch Ricochet.
That's right. We watch Ricochet, which I highly recommend.
Yeah, watch it.
Watch
it
Ricochet. Fun. It's on HBO Max. It's
fucking batshit.
John Lithgow and Denzel Washington from 1991.
It's batshit.
Hanging out with Ice-T.
Bad wig on John Lithgow there at the beginning.
There's so much insanity in that movie. And I am, and we watched it kind of because of we hate movies.
Yeah,
because
we did it this week.
But I was like,
I'd never seen it. And I was like, how have I never seen this movie? It's awesome. Because yeah. It's batshit. Jesse Ventura's in it. Just, you know, FYI.
So we start off with a bunch of, well, it looks like a bunch of basically all. OK, so all these villains.
Yeah.
Are being told by these villains. These,
yeah,
all these villains are telling these. They're going around and telling all these different wardens
that of they prisons, need to like
metahuman prisons.
They need to open the gates and let out the prisoners or else they will hurt family. They will cut off manhood. I believe that's mentioned in there too.
Yeah. Well, it's
fingers, toes, manhood, kill the family, kill the dog, kill the kids, blah, 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 blah.
Well, we get I think this is this calculator. I think telling this.
No, I thought calculator had almost like a crossword looking jacket.
Oh, maybe. But then there's also Weather Wizard, and he's got like a warden up in a whirlwind. And then looks like in Australia.
Sure.
Dr. Psycho's there.
Yep. Good old Dr. Psycho.
Yeah. It's actually kind of neat to see a Dr. Psycho because.
Yeah. Somewhere other than the cartoon.
Yeah. So he's there. He's the one that's like, I'm going to cut off your dick, warden.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got all these different villains.
I don't even know who that frozen woman is.
It's Killer Frost.
Oh, is that Killer Frost?
I'm assuming it has to be.
I assume so. Sure.
Yeah. And basically we were just going across the board and they're like, everybody let your dudes out.
Let those people go.
We got
shit we got to do.
Cat.
Going to chop off dicks if you don't.
I want to say that's Catman, but it looks like he has like a wolf on his.
That's the thing. It looks like Catman, but it's not Catman. I have no fucking clue who that is.
Yeah. And then there's Grundy and also Slade or Deathstroke is.
Yep.
Having a.
Slade.
Yeah, he's involved here. And then we jump to. Randomly, we're in a barbecue joint in Texas, hanging out with the Secret Six.
What is the name of that barbecue joint? It's like
Oinkin. I'm Oinkin for Texas Tom's Barbecue Barn.
Ew.
Yeah, that's a weird way to put that.
Yeah, we're hanging out with some of Gail Simone's favorite people. I'm assuming this is the Secret Six, right?
Secret Six. So you got Deadshot, Knockout,
Ragdoll. There's some other people. I don't remember who else is there.
Other. I feel like I'm missing somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, Scandal, who's Vandal Savage's daughter.
Yep, Scandal's there.
Yeah, I was trying to think who that girl is. And basically, so they're like, I think there. This is something that happened in the earlier issue or it happens afterwards.
Yeah, where, I think it ties into whatever Gail Simone is doing in the Secret Six run at the time.
Yeah.
So they're just there kind of.
And they're having
a conversation about doing stuff for money.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out if they're going to participate in this little villain, you know, deal.
Yeah.
And whether or not. And they're having a discussion of this over ribs, which we get a lot of close ups of ribs.
Yeah. Can we just stop real quick just to talk about the fact that Gail Simone is one of the biggest trolls on Twitter?
I'm not surprised.
Oh, my God. She's very funny, but it's just every day she's just being a big old hilarious troll.
Yeah.
Talking about smooth sharks and the like.
Smooth sharks?
Yeah, she's always like, sharks are smooth. I think that's what started it. It was like years ago.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah. It was like, she started talking about sharks being smooth and all these people were like, no, actually, they're rough. And she's like, no, sharks are very smooth. And she just would argue with them. And then the other thing she argues with people about is how to microwave water for tea. So British people yell at her and she just continues to talk about microwaving water.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Of course she does. She's just joking around, just having a good time.
So this is where we jump to I guess we're in Gotham and what's his face, Luther.
Yes. Is
having his little group.
He's also a hologram like fucking Tupac. What was that? Was it the Academy Awards they hologrammed him for?
No, it was
the
Grammys.
Oh, was it Coachella?
Yeah, it was like a concert or something.
So he's hologrammed like he's like a fucking Coachella. I don't really know where he is.
Lex Luthor doing All Eyes on Me. but he's out. He's talking to a bunch of villains with like Faust is there. Mm-hmm.
Faust.
Everybody's
favorite rapist pervert, Dr. Light, is there.
He kind of gets his a little bit.
Oh, he does, and it's awesome. Talia's there. The calculator's there.
And Warp is there.
I don't know who that is.
Warp is was a Teen Titans villain. He's been around for like ever, but he's got the dumbest costume because he's wearing like.
Oh, that's right. It's kind of like a 50s fucking. Not an astronaut, but like when you go under like a diver.
Yeah, it's weird because like he just has like he's just I don't get I can't explain
it's weird.
How stupid this costume looks.
It's pretty bad
because like just you know what if he's warping something he's bothering shoot him in the fucking face, which is exposed and easily circled for you.
Yeah, and Dr. Psycho is also there.
And Dr. Psycho.
Yeah, don't forget him.
And Dr. Psycho's making fun of Warp for being French.
Dr. Psycho is such a fucking asshole. I kind of love it.
Yeah, yeah. I've gotten turned on to this Dr. Psycho train, and I'm like, yeah. Oh man, he's kind of neat. he kind of sucks.
He's awful, but at the same time, he's kind awful. Of great. Kind of great in his awfulness.
He has some of the best lines on that Harley Quinn show.
100% does.
And then we go to all these different prisons.
Hmm. And so it's like Blackgate, Arkham Asylum.
The slab,
which I don't even know where that is. Alcatraz. Site something. There's another one. Something B.
And Enclave M.
That's it. Enclave M. Yeah.
And so it's pretty weird. So like each of these different places you have. So Toy Man is making stew.
And he's fucking putting venom in it.
Yes. He makes a stew, which is what happens. Later on, like, it's not just the villains, it's like some of the guards ate the stew and yeah. They're also shooting at them. And
so they just start shooting.
So he made a weird chowder. Arkham Asylum, there's like one of the guards there is just rambling on and somebody's about to kill him. I forgot who it is. I think it's just another guard.
Yeah.
And then we're in the slab and Hector Hammond is.
Oh, yeah. He's got some sort of like psi. Suppressing things so he can't use his powers.
And then there's this guy Mammoth who's coming up on Alcatraz, and then in Enclave M we meet up with our mustache man.
Yeah.
And he's on the phone and they're like, you better fucking do this shit.
Tell the guards to run.
Yeah, I don't know. This guard here in Gotham just bludgeons his friend to death.
That's right, he does, because this guy's like talking about like He's talking about a woman,
and then like
and then she was like blah blah blah, and then the next panel he's just dead, and he's like, man, sorry about that. I'll think about you when I buy my yacht.
Yeah, he's like he sold out the safety of Gotham and the world
yes.
for a boat,
hundreds of thousands of people for a boat.
That's right.
Yep.
And then Hector Hammond makes his poor guard shoot himself.
That's right.
Because he's able to do that.
They cut the power and he makes this guy kill himself. So the breach starts. So they're all happening at the same time. The breach starts. And Oracle is like, huh, I see that there's a big breach at Arkham.
Yeah.
So she like reaches out to Dick, who I think it's right now is he...
Which, no, this is Tim.
Is this Tim? Okay,
yeah, so she's actually where Dick is, and Dick's
that's
like,
right.
Dick's,
so, Dick's, and also where Bruce is.
Yeah.
So well, she so reaches
we were
out.
In the middle of Infinite Crisis.
That's right.
So like all the big heavy hitters they're as gone. They request them. No, but they're not there.
Right.
You know, they're all.
So they're like, she's like, hey, you better find Bruce because, you know, we need to get down there. And he's like, well, I don't know where the fuck Bruce is, but I'll get down there. You know.
Yeah. And it stands. Stuff keeps on happening.
And this is just because right now she just thinks it's Arkham.
Yeah, she thinks it's Arkham, and she just tells like everybody to get the fuck down there.
Yeah. So all these people go, and that's as they're fighting. Like, there's all sorts of people she's talking to. Like, Huntress is there, and
Huntress is there. We got Black Lightning. We got Black Canary.
Yeah.
You know, and they're trying to contain stuff. Killer Croc
gets shot.
Ambushes this random dude.
He must be somebody because it's like, hey, Detective so-and-so.
Marcus or something. I don't
Detective
know.
Marcus, who I don't know who that is.
I do enjoy Croc, though, because he's like, don't worry. I eat cop meat just as much as cape meat.
Yeah, and this guy's
like he has a distinction.
And this guy's like, hey, well, there, I've got one thing the capes don't have. And he's like, what that? And he's like, an extra gun. And he just like shoots Krog in the head like 19 times.
Yeah.
That's well, then he tells
him, he's like, okay, assume the position so I could arrest you. I'm like,
He's not dead. I assume Krog has like a very bulletproof head.
Well, yeah, he's got tight skin, but I mean, he shoots him like in his alligator mouth.
Well, he's lived.
He's okay.
Live. So, yeah.
So now we jump with Dr. Psycho and Warp, and they. Warp
still making fun of him for being French, by the way. He's like, don't make me warp, because he's like gonna go to the core of the earth.
Yeah,
he's like, haha, you're French or whatever. And he's like, don't make me warp to a mile above my country.
Yeah.
Which actually I'd love to see.
Dr. Psycho is relentless on this.
Yeah, he really is. Funny. He's just like, hey, Frenchie McFrencherton. Like,
so we're catching up with all these different heroes. We get an Argus sighting. Argus, a product of the
blood. Arliss.
Oh, Arliss. And Vixen and, you know.
Yeah, and she's like, hey, Oracle, we're winning. And Oracle's like, that's awesome. And then she's like, wait a second. There's other breakouts.
Uh-huh. Huh. And it's not just, you know, stateside. It's all over the world.
Oh, no, it's international. So she's like, I don't even know what to do about this. Is this where she contacts John for the first time?
Yeah, she jumps out. She's trying to figure out who to get a hold of.
And she's then like, we need everybody.
And then we jump to where Luther is, and he's hanging out with. Is he still a hologram?
I don't know. I'm assuming that he's hologramming from below.
I think he is, because the way that it's kind of drawn.
From below Grand Central Station with his giant.
Oh, that's pool. Right. Yeah. With Otis in the pool.
Yes. I don't know. He's up to mischief. He just wants to like make sure there's like no superheroes. Well, because
he's trying to recreate a new Legion of Supervillains.
Yeah. I think if I had read all of Infinite Crisis, his motivation would make like more sense.
Right.
And how they actually defeat all these people would make more sense, because we kind of just gloss over that in this book.
Yeah. And, there's this paragraph here that says, ever since that affair with the Secret Six, that night Pariah disappeared, he's been different, referring to Luther.
Yeah, and this is Talia thinking this.
Okay. As though, and Talia, and this paragraph I love, as though the ever-present and seemingly friendly smile opened to reveal a body full of spiders. I'm like, wait.
That's fucked up.
Like, Lex Luthor's full of spiders? I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe he is full of spiders.
That is a metaphor.
It is definitely a metaphor.
Is a metaphor I have yet to use. What was that one we heard? We were watching that
spiders.
Show.
Spiders. What?
No, the one about what show? What show were you watching? Somebody was like,
was it The Vow? No.
Box of Rabies.
Yes. Oh shit! What was that? What were we watching? Was it The Boys? No.
No.
Get out of here, you box of rabies. What the fuck were we watching?
Were you watching like one of those? I can't remember what we were watching.
I don't either.
It was something like Brit.
Oh, it's Suspiria.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. I finally got around to watching the remake of Suspiria.
It was dumb. And I didn't like it.
I love Dario Argento and his 1977 Suspiria. This one is just a rambling.
It's a mess.
Mess of a movie, which there's some twists in it. And I'm like, great, you do what you got to do. But Jesus Christ, this movie is long.
There's a lot of unnecessary, no like, hey, you want to go outside the dance school and talk to this random guy? And I'm like, not really.
Yeah.
No, I don't. There's but a lot. There's just a lot give of that me Udo
Kier saying occult. Yeah. I want that.
I miss that.
I want some. I want some witches. Which we get some. We do get some hardcore shit going on.
Oh sure.
Towards the end.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah.
I can only have. I only have so much patience.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah.
Yes, sure, but it was Suspiria. At one point,
somebody. I think it was like Tilda Swinton's, like, or somebody's just like
Olga. Olga, the character.
Oh, one of the girls that gets killed just before she goes down. Yeah,
because she's like, my friend is gone. The girl who vanishes in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
She's gone, and I know you had something to do with it. And she's like, it's fine. She just left. Because there's also like this weird like hijacking going on that you keep hearing about on the news.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, she's with that like extremist government group.
Uh-huh.
Which, okay. And she's like, no, you're a box of rabies, to Tilda Swinton. And she like storms out, and then she gets dance mangled.
Yes, it's hard. It's you'd have to watch it to quite understand.
It's really,
but just fast forward to that part. Just fast forward to the dance mangling.
Yeah, go for dance.
Then mangling. Go to the end, and then you'll know.
Yeah, and then watch the end with more dance mangling.
Dr. Light's here, and he's like, "Man, you'd be great if we just like blew everybody up and just kept a bunch of like chicks and some like chefs." And Deathstroke's like, this fucking
he's
like, guy?
What the fuck? He's like, man.
Rightfully so.
And I'm with you, Slade. Yeah, he goes to Luther and he's like, what the fuck is this guy even doing here?
Yeah.
And he's like, we're down. Like, yeah. We need people.
So this is where Oracle reaches out to John. And John's like, and she's like, we're all the guy. Where's everybody? And John's like, well, not everybody's here. Yeah. Because, you know, she sees like a list of like people that aren't there. Mm-hmm. Like all the big names, you know. And
but really, I mean, I understand that those are all the heavy hitters and you probably want them when you're dealing with all of these metahumans. But John is nothing to fucking sneeze at.
No, John's a fucking goat.
Yeah. And I'm like, the only thing she has him do is like connect them all mentally, kind of like they do in like Young Justice all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dude, just get John. He could fucking take down at least half of these dudes.
Yeah. So Oracle's out there and she's trying to pick everybody up, you know, get all these different names out there. And she's like, they're like just asking for anybody.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Independence Day when they're like, hey, we need pilots. You know, let's get drunk Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
You know, to be up here.
Drunk so, Randy Quaid. Come on down.
Man, I'm surprised drunk Randy Quaid didn't show up in this one. It's like, hey, assholes, remember me?
Yeah, she's like hacking people's armor, like radio communication so she can talk to them. And
well, she's talking. So this is where like these people that are like, I'm like, these are obscure motherfuckers, because you got El Diablo, mm-hmm. who I thought that was a Suicide Squad guy, or maybe think about somebody else. The fire guy.
I don't know. He could be Suicide.
But this guy just looks like a regular dude. So I don't know. And then she reaches out to Kate Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
And then she reaches out to, Blood Pack members.
Yes.
Particularly Geist.
Doesn't she reach out to Manhunter at one point too?
Yeah, Kate Spencer.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, and then she reaches out to this this one called Skyrocket, who's a part of this group called the Power Company, and they all have a bunch of fancy outfits or something. And yeah, so we reaches out to her, and then we're getting a bunch of battle scenes. So we see like what you got, like you got the Outsiders here. You know, I see Halo.
Mm-hmm.
And I see Arsenal. He's kind of like running shit in Alcatraz. And then in Blackgate, we've got Canary, and we got what's his face? Stretch Man, Plastic Man.
Oh, Plastic Man. Yeah.
And Black Lightning. I do enjoy just like this shot, this drawing down here of Penguin just kind of sprinting out.
I like that picture too. I like that one. Yeah. That's the one where they're like, it's even the guards ate the Venom. So they're just joining in the fray and like shooting at the heroes.
Violent soup. And then we also get where we're in Enclave M. We see Green Arrow, and I just like this drawing of him. He's just doing a kick.
Yeah, it just looks like he's just gently laying his leg on this man's shoulder. He looks like they're dancing.
He looks like he's stretching. He's like, hey man, you might have to put my leg on your shoulder, and then we just stretch.
Yeah, we got to go out and cheer for the football team here in a minute.
Yeah, and then so Luther's like, all right, this is this is all going according to plan. Calculator, why don't you like. I don't know what's Calculator doing. What's supposed to do?
I don't really know, but he's like, I'm finally going to prove myself because
I'm going to add numbers.
Nobody cares about me, Calculator.
So this is where Arsenal, though, he starts like beating up on Tattooed Man here.
Yeah,
because he's just like, hey, Tattooed Man, why is this happening? And he's like, oh, fuck you. And he's like, Tattooed Man, your gimmick sucks. He literally says the dumbest gimmick.
Yes,
and he's just shooting him with arrows. He's like, I got a lot of arrows, man. I can just keep shooting you until you talk.
Yeah, it's.
And I think he spills beans because then he's like yelling at his wrist. And he's like, hey, this is like, it's not just, it's global. So, this is where John starts connecting everybody. You know, we get worldwide. We get him connecting to, looks like, we got Fire. We got Hawk and Dove. We've got Mumford and Sons up here, these bearded dudes.
That's right.
Actually, I think these are the Challenge of the Unknown.
They's Unknown!
That's why nobody knows them. They's Unknown! I love that fucking blood.
Challenges!
We're going to see the motion picture!
They eat it so fucking hard in that movie. It's amazing.
We got Geoforce, Judo Master. We got a bunch of what's his face? Judo Master, Dr. Midnight. Question. Yeah, they're all here. Yeah, and so this is where, we get these different fights going on. What's this one in Honduras? Like,
I don't know who these people are.
Just because they're speaking,
they're speaking Spanish, and unfortunately I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
But I am guessing they are having some sort of victory, because that seems to be what is going on.
I just know this guy says, when he says, I have eight kids here. Or I've been here for 8 years. Okay. That's all the English to Spanish I know. And then we get this shit going on with Black Adam and Captain Nazi.
What is going on here? Because I didn't even know Captain Nazi was a thing. And yeah. I'm like, who is this man with the swastika? And he's like, apparently he's a guy. Is he a Black Adam? Somebody who fights Black Adam on the regular?
I don't know.
Is that who The Rock is going to be fighting in this movie?
I don't know, because it's always weird, because Black Adam I always thought was a villain.
Yeah.
And he's also been like a hero, and it's just, man, I don't know. I don't really know what's going on in this stuff here. I just know that they fight, and then at one point he slams Dr. Nazi from like a high fight or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is also, we get a quick thing of,
he's also being real racist.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a Nazi.
I mean, he has to, he has to be on brand.
Yeah, I guess you gotta.
Dr. Psycho and Warp find where they're going to find who they're looking for. We'll find out about that later. And then we're back in with the warden from the beginning. And I think he's going to be like, all right, well, we did this, so we got to end it. And then we're hanging out with the Secret Six, but they go to pick up Scarecrow and Amos Fortune for some reason. I don't know. Amos Fortune, he's apparently been around fucking with the Justice League for like ever. So there's something going on with the Secret Six. They're like, hey, man, we're here to pick you up, and we're going to figure this out. Mm-hmm. We're going to do something. We're doing something. I don't know what they're doing. They're just, the Secret Six just spends a lot of time saying like, hey, are we going to get involved in this? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then they throw a bunch of people out of the helicopter.
Well, because one of them,
Amos calls, like, I think, Knockout a slut.
Yeah. He calls her like, he's like, what are you going to get that cheap slut to, like, I don't know, like, do whatever. And he gets thrown at the helicopter.
Yeah. That guy sucks anyways.
Yeah. He sucks. His mask is really stupid.
I think he got shot in the face, so he's got like half of his face like covered. It's weird.
Just wear a full face mask.
Yeah, right.
Just go full Lucha. You don't want to do just half Lucha. It just looks stupid.
Full Lucha.
Go full Lucha.
So, and this is the one shot. So, of course, everything is going on here. We're back with Luther and Talia and Dr. Light. And this is where like Dr. Light's like, hey, Talia, why don't you give me some coffee, bitch?
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Italia's like, great.
Sure, I'll do that for you.
I'm going to pour it on your dick.
And she dumps hot coffee on his crotch. And you're like, you know what, Talia? You're all right.
Yeah, Dr. Light is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is where like Amos Fortune calls, I think, Knockout a slut. And he just gets thrown out. And he's like, well, I shouldn't have did that.
Nope.
Well, then I think in response, what's his face does that? Scarecrow like starts his fear gas, and like Catman shoots his eyes full of mace,
mm-hmm,
to keep him from doing that. And then we get the card guy from the beginning fighting El Diablo, I think. And he gets killed, or I don't know. There's a lot of random stuff. It's so much stuff is going on here, and it's not all that interesting. So we also get a Mean Alice, or what's her fame name?
Oh, Black Alice?
Black Alice.
Yeah.
Who, I didn't know who this chick was. She's a Gail Simone creation. She's a Gail Simone creation.
Yeah.
From Birds of Prey. I guess she's like a magic leech. So she can
absorb
powers.
Hangs out with Black Adam.
And she absorbs. No, she's not hanging out. This is like in Ohio.
Oh, really?
This is separate. Like, I thought
she was somehow related to Black Adam.
This is Ohio. And then all of a sudden we're back here in wherever Captain
Nazi. Kandahar or whatever.
So I guess all of these villains are headed to Metropolis.
Mm.
And Lady Blake is there. And she's like, the Black Hawk. And she's like, all right, well, I'm going to take this big plane full of heroes. And, we're going to do something. We're going to go to Metropolis. And meanwhile, Arsenal subdues a bunch of villains with like collars. I mean, but there's all these disparate pages,
right?
Things going on. And then we get,
and now everybody's fine.
And then we get now, but now we get like a bunch of heroes all ready to like lined up in Metropolis here. And we get to see the Creepers there. Tarantula's there. Who else we got here? I mean, just jabronis, some jabronis here. Guardians there. Who else? Our Man. We got Mr. Terrific. Ragman. We got the Metal Men. Metamorpho. What's that? Oh, God. Nightshade. Yeah, she's there. And so they're all lined up like, all right, let's fight. The first guy that comes up is Dr. Psycho. And he's like, hey, guys, I got like a dude with me. So you want to like check it out? And who is this guy crying? Is that Catman because he sprayed his eyes or something?
Oh, yeah. They're crying because remember how they like pepper sprayed themselves when like Scarecrow was going to fear gas them? Yeah. So they like pepper sprayed themselves instead, which I'm like, does that work against fear toxin? I guess.
Yeah, but or maybe it's somewhere else. I don't know who this is. I mean, I think this is Catman or somebody's crying.
Is somebody sure?
It's
I can't tell.
It's again, it doesn't make it. Because I think what they're doing is they're watching Dr. Psycho walk up and he's got Doomsday with him.
Yeah.
Doomsday wearing
trunks.
Trunks. He's dual colored shorts.
He sure does.
Like a wrestler. And he's there and all the heroes are like, oh, shit. I remember when Superman died fighting this guy.
Yeah.
So like we got to do something. We get a big splash page of everybody fighting and yeah, like Bane's there, Creeper's there, people, you know, it's a big old brouhaha. And we wrap up with the Secret Six up in the helicopter and they're like, should we go do something? They're like, nah, we'll come back later. And that's how it ends.
Yep.
That's how the one shot ends. Oh, my God. That's a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. There was a lot going on.
There's a lot going on here. And it's kind of exhausting. It's kind of exhausting. I don't know. Does this make you want to read the rest of Villains United?
No. No, not at all.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It just feels like a lot of mess going on. And I feel like I'd have to like read everything else.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I have the time for, I don't have the patience for this particular story.
Yeah, or whatever. I don't.
I mean, obviously, everything works out in the end.
Sure.
Somehow. But, you know, I mean, I do enjoy certain interactions here. I enjoy with, you know, just certain villains being themselves, being them. And, you know, I just like that sort of stuff. But it's weird.
Yeah. Meh.
So
I'll give it a meh.
It's a meh.
It's a meh.
So anyways, that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show. And find us. I already messed this up. And find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
I'm opening Action Figures on Facebook. I've got a few more things to open up that I'm looking forward to doing. So keep an eye out for that. There was one other thing I was going to say, but most importantly, get out there and fucking register to vote.
Yeah, wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Take care of yourselves. And review the podcast on Apple, wherever it is you get the show. We need some ratings or we need some reviews. I would love to hear feedback. I know Jen would too.
Sure.
And that'd be really dope. So anyways, folks, thank you for listening and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.